part one. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
All right. Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 98, part one, Scott.
98, part one, John.
That's right.
Another long layoff.
No doubt, man. What is up?
I went and took another vacation.
I thought you were going to say you went into rehab with Lindsay Lohan.
No. Vacation. I went out to... where Taylor lives in Portland there. We flew into Portland, and then we rented a car, and we drove to
say
the
hi
coast.
To Taylor?
No, but when we were in Portland, we spent maybe a half a day in Portland. I looked for him. I didn't
see
him.
He wasn't there.
No, I didn't see him. But, yeah, I went out to the coast, hung out there for, I don't know, 6 days, and then came back. It's nice and relaxing.
Nice
and relaxing, John.
That's out of sight, man. You know, today is Phil and Marty's birthday.
They share the same birthday?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that out of sight? Today, July 1st.
They're not the same age, are they?
They might be.
Well, happy
They're
birthday.
They're twins.
Phil and Marty. And our birthdays are pretty close.
Yeah, pretty close.
Pretty close, Sir Johnny.
I'm sorry, did I say Phil and Marty?
Yeah.
I meant Joe and Marty. Phil's in, like, the 6th. This is in a couple of days.
Couple of days.
Yeah, so Joe, our first guest.
Phil the bass player, not Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Right.
Oh, so getting back to Portland, the wife and I talked about retiring out in Oregon, like on the coast. But I got to tell you, the service in fucking Portland, and especially on the coast, is for shit.
I know. It's slow, right?
Well, it's completely incompetent. And the thing about it is everybody's so nice.
Yeah.
But the service, everybody's just so goddamn incompetent. But they have a smile on their face when they're incompetent. And it takes,
during their incompetence?
It takes forever. Now, when I got out to the coast, I thought, well, maybe it's like summer help. They hire summer help, and these people don't know what the hell they're doing. But, Jesus H, I stopped in a deli to get a turkey sandwich. They don't even toast the bread or anything.
No?
It's just a turkey sandwich, and it takes them fucking 15 minutes to put this thing together.
Turkey sandwich.
I'm the only customer. How does that happen?
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I make fake foreskins.
Is it because we've grown up in a more fast-paced society? Here in the Midwest, in Chicago there, John?
Could be.
I don't know. Oh, on the way out, on the plane ride out, I got to see a movie called... Well, I got to see a little bit of it because I was sitting next to my three-year-old son. Well, actually, no, I was sitting next to my daughter, but my three-year-old son would come back and visit.
And, oh, what were you... Oh, you were in coach and your wife and son were in first class?
No, no, we were all in coach, but she was like row 17, I was row 24 or something. So I saw this movie, Breach. Have you seen that one?
No.
Have you heard about it?
No.
It's pretty good. It's about Robert Hansen, the guy in the... who was spying.
Yeah. I did see it. It's with that Australian actor. Isn't he Australian?
Is he? I don't know if he's Australian.
Wasn't he with Reese Witherspoon?
Oh, right. The younger kid.
Yeah.
Is he Australian?
I don't know.
Ryan Phillippe? Is that his name?
Yeah, I figured Felipe's got to be foreign.
Yeah,
so
Australian.
Why not Australian? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I thought that was a pretty good movie.
Yeah, it was okay.
It's kind of slow, but historical, I guess. You know, accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then on the way.
And what do you think? How about this guy, right? He's all into the Catholic Church.
Oh, yeah. He goes there Catholic. Every week. Isn't that the tip off right there?
Oh, my God. Yeah. That he's all fucked up.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Cocksucker. Now he's serving in solitaire. Solitaire. Solitary confinement. Like 23 hours a day.
Yeah.
For the rest of his life. Pole smoker.
Yeah.
And then on the way back, I saw, but I didn't hear.
Because you saw, but you didn't hear.
This time I was sitting next to my son, so I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to pay attention to corral him because he's really outgoing and we weren't by the window seat and he wants to see out the window, so he'll just climb in the woman's lap next to us So I figure, well, the movie was Shooter with Marky Mark.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Yeah, which you saw.
That's a good movie.
And I didn't get headphones. I gave my headphones to somebody else, the woman sitting next to me.
To the lovely?
No, we shared. That's not important. Anyway, so then right when the movie starts, my son falls asleep for the next 2 hours.
Yeah.
So I'm watching the movie, but I got no audio. But now I got to rent it because I got to know what they're.
I got it. I bought it.
Talking about.
I bought it.
Oh, nice, nice. Well, I could use that then. You could let me loan. Loan me that.
Yeah.
And then when I got home, I rented some movies and I saw Smokin' Aces. Have you seen this?
It's terrible.
Oh, it is fucking awful. It is horrible. Horrible. I can't believe how bad it is. And Ryan Reynolds is in it. I like Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
That guy just cannot get a break.
I know.
Ever since Van Wilder.
Did you ever see Waiting?
No.
He's not. He's not in it. Is he? No.
I don't know.
Sorry. Maybe it's not him. No, it's not him. I get him mixed up with, who's that comedian? Dane Cook.
Dane Cook.
I don't know why, but I do. I get him mixed
Dane
up.
Dane Cook.
Dane Cook, yeah.
He was in that shitty movie with Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in Waiting, it's their waiters and.
Oh, and they spit in people's food and shit like that? Yeah, I need to see that.
No, it's great because they do this thing where they show their balls to each other. And if you look, the person gets to kick you in the ass.
So wait a minute. Is it like a surprise attack?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a surprise attack. And if you look, then you get kicked in the ass. And later on in the movie, this chick pulls up her skirt and shows her beef. And she's got like lint in her fur biscuit, and she plucks it out. She's plucking the lint out and throws it at one of the guys. It's like a piece of popcorn or something in her bush.
Oh,
I had to like rewind it and stop it. And I'm like,
frame by frame,
can that be a real beef, or is it like is she wearing like a beef underwear? You know, like it's the beef. It's not really her beef. It's like a pair of flesh underwear with the hair.
Right.
Because it was really furry.
Really?
Really
furry.
Dark and furry, like, you know, those 70s penthouse.
Oh, yeah.
I thought for a segment we should do like a read penthouse forum.
Okay.
With this going on in the background.
Yeah. And then what?
And we just read it, you know.
And whoever gets an erection last loses. Wins.
You're going to get an erection from me reading.
Oh, yeah.
Forum to you.
Oh, no doubt. Hey, it reminds me
hot,
of...
hot, sweaty back.
It reminds me of the band thing where we don't do high fives. And,
oh, you got Rick to commit, man.
I got
full
Rick to commit.
Extension last night.
Big time.
That was out of sight. I think he's got to go to therapy now, man. He's all fucked up about it. He just started drinking heavily after that.
Yeah.
It was out of sight.
That did him in.
Did we played a gig last night. What was it? A graduation party, right?
Graduation party right across the street from Rick's.
And the deal was all the Red Bull and vodka we can drink and Chipotle burritos, right?
Chipotle.
And we found out later that the hosts had a hard time finding Chipotle Doritos.
Yeah, the Dorito.
Not the burrito.
The burrito. Not the Dorito.
Yeah.
But it was all right. What'd you think of that gig?
It's good.
It was good.
It was hard to hear. You know, we're outside. They're not enclosed.
Yeah.
So it's a different vibe.
Yeah, and it was hard for me to hear my own bass amp.
Yeah.
And it was hard for you to hear it, too. And I think because of that, I played harder than I usually do.
Yeah.
And now I got this wrist injury.
Did you take the ibuprofen?
I did when I got home. And unfortunately, I took some this morning. And I went and mowed the lawn and raked. So I was all numb. But then when the shit wore off, the raking didn't help.
Oh.
So... I don't know how it's going to go. It's not as bad as when I totally fucked it up at the Wabash Tap a year ago or whenever that was.
Oh, yeah.
I was out for like a week, wasn't I?
It was ugly,
or 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's not that bad, but
you
it
had
is
a tumor.
It is a pain in the ass. So, which is a concern because we have another gig, John.
Yeah.
We have a gig on Tuesday, and this is open to the public.
I lined up some guys.
Tap.
I lined up some guys.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
In case I...
Yeah, you pass out.
Why would I pass out?
Crying from the pain. Oh,
yeah.
It really hurts.
I will be. I'll be crying.
Tell your Tet story.
Tet. Oh, I do have a Tet story. Do I? What? Oh, right, yeah.
Yesterday.
I'm driving down the street, and I'm listening to one of our old podcasts, and...
Tet-anus.
There's a woman out on the street, and right when I drove by, you played the Tet sound effect.
Tet.
And the woman looked at me like I like I yelled Tet at her.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Tet.
But it turns out she was at the party.
Yeah, yeah.
But she stared you down the
stared
whole night.
Down.
This motherfucker.
Who's that asshole? What does Tet mean?
In our urethras,
oh, which reminds me, when I was in on the beach, I started reading a book I haven't finished yet. When I finish, I'll bring a full report in. Excellent book. Highly recommended. It's called Einstein, and it's by Walter Isaacson, I believe.
Ah.
And he wrote a new biography of Einstein because I guess they released a ton of records and memos and letters from his personal stash.
Wow.
And it made me think, John, that when I unify the general theory of relativity with quantum mechanics,
okay, whatever.
We're going to have to delete all these podcasts because that's what they're going to use to develop my biography.
Your thesis.
Right.
Your thesis will be.
I'm going to have to delete all my emails and.
Well, somebody would do a thesis on you.
Yeah, they do a biography of me, John.
Oh, biography, right.
Right, after I won the Nobel Prize.
They'll do an autobiography of you.
The Nobel Prize for unifying these two theories.
Hey, look, somebody did an autobiography of you.
And actually, after reading this book on Einstein, and I'll give the full report when I'm finished, but I think I figured it out, yeah. I figured it out, and it has to do with the quantum leap and how the electron makes the quantum leap. I think they're interpreting it wrong right now, so I'm going to apply my method, see if the math checks out, and then I'm going to write my paper and submit it.
Wow.
And there you go.
There you go, man.
And then we're going to have to delete all these podcasts.
Submit jack shit,
oh,
man.
Yeah. I'm going to unify
as motivated as a ass.
You know how much they give for the Nobel Prize?
I don't know. How much?
I think it's like $1 million.
Rush Limbaugh was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize.
You got to be kidding me.
That's
the
what
Peace
he claims.
Prize?
Yeah.
For doing what?
I don't know. That's what he claims.
What a dick.
Outstanding radio broadcasting.
Yeah, right.
From his anus. From asinineness.
So we had a gig. What night was that? It was last night, wasn't it?
Rick was wrecked, too, man. I saw him today. He said he had a splitting headache all day. The Red Bull and vodka, I think, got to him.
You got to hydrate. You got to stay hydrated.
Yeah.
That's the key, John. That is the key.
I was so fucking hungry last night, too.
Where'd you go? Did you go to White Castle?
No, I went straight home.
Yeah,
And then I thought I saw like a cop roadblock because I saw all these police cars. And then I saw like a... You ever see when they do construction, they put those really high spotlights on the... You know, they're... They're like go 30 feet in the air.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they shine them down in the road. They had one of those. I'm like, oh, fuck. So I dart down a side street, and I made it around them.
Nice.
So if it was a roadblock, it wasn't very clever.
No.
I think maybe there was a big accident.
Well, that could weed out the people. You know, maybe they just want to bring in the dumbass
drunks.
The
real dumbass drunks.
Who that just drive right into it.
Yeah. You know, Joe and I rode into one once.
I did.
Got so nervous, man. I was like, where you hand over your insurance card?
Right.
Well, I thought I had to tear it off of the backing. You know how they come with the backing?
Yeah.
And I like tore it in half and I handed it to the cop. And he's like, hey, dude, calm down, man. It'd be... I mean, Joe and I had just got back from, a little bit of that, some drinking, man. And I'm looking out the windshield, and I'm watching this, like, 17-year-old kid touching his nose while kind of missing it, like, six times in a row. And then they're putting the cuffs on him, and I'm like, oh, fuck, oh, my God. Please, Lord Jesus.
They're cuffing him.
Yeah.
Oh, you were praying to the Lord.
Yeah. Please, Lord Jesus.
And what happened?
Come be my Savior.
The Lord got you through that situation, and then you turned your back on him.
Yeah, the cop handed me my torn up shit and said, okay.
Obviously, it was divine intervention, and you turn your back.
I turned my back.
On Jesus. That is unbelievable. Kirk Cameron would be nauseated by that story.
I'm a blasphemer.
Yeah. All right, so then we got the gig, right? We had the gig. Now we got the I think we already mentioned this, another gig. So when you download this podcast and you listen to it, we'll probably be playing that night. That's a Tuesday, July 3rd, the Beacon Tap.
So come on out, Lori.
If you hear it, Lori and Errol Wolf.
Errol Wilf. What the fuck, man?
He's all settled in his house. He can drive down.
He could drive on out.
The Beacon, and hopefully my wrist will hold out. Yes.
I hope so, man.
And, John, we got our 100th is coming up, and I was thinking about it. Mediocre's on 99. Maybe their 100th is already out. I don't know. Air Out My Shorts, we got an email from them asking to participate in their 100th.
Really?
Yeah.
When is it?
I don't know. It may have already happened. Because I think I got it before I left for vacation, so we may have fucked that up. Then one of my favorite podcasts that I just started listening to, they just did their 100th episode. It's called The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. It's some guys from the New England Skeptical Society, and I like their show. And then Spike and Rachel, our other one that we listen to, they are on, guess what episode, John? 48. So they got a long way to go.
Yeah, they got a long way to go.
And we all started about the same time, I think. And even Punky. Punky probably already has done 100 episodes. But you'd never know because they catalog theirs with that fucked up date system. You know?
I see that their Air Out My Shorts is on episode 80.
80?
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe they're doing an advanced prep for their 100th. So we'll have to put something together. Maybe we could do some highly produced promo.
No doubt, Scott. No doubt.
No doubt, John. No doubt.
Were we asked by Mediocre?
From the city of brotherly love.
No.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It's the Mediocre Show with Eric and Taylor.
Sorry.
All right.
Thought I'd play that.
Yeah.
In honor.
So what else is going on with you? My wife and
my
kids.
My house is almost done, man.
My wife and kids, one more thing, I'm sorry. They went and saw Ratatouille.
Ratatouille.
Loved it. Big thumbs up for Ratatouille. Ratatouille.
Ratatouille.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Your house is about to be finished?
Yeah. One more bathroom to go. We got to get...
So you guys are still in the basement?
No. We're all upstairs. We're all moved in.
You're all moved in.
Just one bathroom needs shower doors, the glass.
Yeah, that's a special. That's custom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then granite top for the for the master
bedroom.
Oh,
that's nice. That granite, yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice stuff.
Nice. But other than that, it's done. As soon as we clean up the office,
yeah,
we could go back in there. But, yeah, I'm concerned now.
Why?
There's been a lot of buzz on the...
buzz.
On the forum about your announcement last podcast.
Oh, about the 100th. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. Who knows?
What do you mean, who knows?
Who knows?
Do you want to hear what's going on?
Sure. What's going on?
Well,
I didn't get it. I did get a chance to go out and I saw the thing.
There's a TTN petition.
Oh, you told me about that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Spenny put it together.
Spenny. The very British Spenny.
Yes. There's a TTN petition. You could check it out on the forum. Spenny put it together. And it's an open letter. Can I read this? Or?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay, it's an open letter to the wife of Total Talk Nonsense co-presenter Scott. It says, it has been brought to our attention that after the 100th webcast of the popular TTN presented by John and Scott, that the aforementioned Scott will be pulling out of his duties at your request.
Duties? That's funny.
Whilst we commend you for having your husband under the thumb, we urge you to reconsider this proposal. In withdrawing Scott from the webcast, it is unlikely that the show will ever be aired again, as an integral part of the show will have been removed. The undersigned here beg of you to allow us the concession and let us keep Scott where we feel he firmly belongs as co-presenter of our most loved Total Talk Nonsense. Yours in trust, the listeners of Total Talk Nonsense. P.S. It is Spenny's considered opinion that Scott isn't gay. He's just in touch with his feminine side.
Right on. Right
so
on.
So far, we have 18 signatures.
Oh, that's out of sight. That warms my heart. It makes my heart swell. Like
we got
Cameron.
Signatures from Spenny, Grant, Stephen C., myself, Way of the Bob, Christopher, Dottie, Pissed BB, Lee Swain, Dick Dreyfus, Anonymous, Lori, Whitney Swain, Jason, Arachi, Errol Wilth, and Way of the Bob's mom so far.
Nice.
Yeah. You want to hear what they say?
All right.
Stefan C. says, a world without TTN, no science news, celebrity news, or Shatter Shinola, no more stories about the Beacon, off-the-cuff jamming sessions, and John saying, what's that noise? And where would Phil end up? Back in rehab? That's where. Come on, Mrs. S., us Englanders need this show. So set Scott free. And it's not like you're locked up, is it?
No, it's not like I'm locked up. But let me stop you there. You know, it must be my failure as a broadcaster to convey the proper message. But I guess I somehow blame my wife for this. And it was me, John. It was me. I don't know, back in episode 80 or something. I just wasn't into the podcasting, you know?
Yeah, you lost your passion.
I did lose my passion.
I've noticed that about you. You lose your passion a lot.
And I talked to you about it.
You're into film, and then the next thing I know, you're not doing film anymore. And then you're all into being a writer, and then you're not into being a writer.
Yeah.
You're going to be a philosopher, then you're not going to be a philosopher. You want to play in a band, then you don't want to play in a band.
Well, I still want to play in the band, you know. But, yeah, I'm kind of wishy-washy that way. So around the 80th or something, I talked to her, and I even talked to you about it, but I talked to her, and I said, yeah, we're thinking maybe, actually, when I said we, it was me, because you wanted to definitely go past 100, and I know we've talked about going to 250.
Yeah.
But I told her, I said, you know, maybe we'll get it to 100, and that'll be that. And then that's a good number, 100. It's arbitrary, and we'll be done with it. And so... from her perspective, she took that as, okay, he's doing 100 and he's finished. But since then, and because I'm so wishy-washy, I'm what do they call it? A flip-flopper.
Okay, Mr. Carey. Well, you know, stuff ebbs and flows, you know, and that's the thing about commitment. And it's not necessarily a commitment, but if it is some sort of thing that you have passion for, it ebbs and flows. It doesn't always, you know, just like the band or a marriage or a friendship or anything. You just get tired of doing some stuff and it's like the same old shit over and over again. So, you know, you got to freshen it up.
Well, and I think another...
Sometimes anal helps.
Another contributing factor is the work, my work. There was a big project that I had to get done, so I had to commit a lot of time to that. And I wasn't able to...
Focus.
Well, do some things on the side to bring into the show to make the show a little bit better. And but since, you know, the project's finished, I'm getting back into podcasting. I'm excited about our 100th. I want to continue, and I have time to do some other things for the podcast. We did introduce a lot of new stuff that we haven't really followed up on.
Yeah.
And that's just because we haven't had time.
That's true.
And I have other ideas, and we have other ideas. So, you know,
how dare you blame your wife?
Yeah, so I
she's such a nice lady.
I initially...
Why would you do that?
Yeah, I initially blamed...
Ass.
I guess because I'm a bad communicator, which...
Really?
You think being on a podcast and being broadcasting,
well, maybe,
I would get better at it.
Maybe your lovely wife should give you a microphone when it's time to talk.
Maybe. You know, we did talk. I said... I remember when we did talk about this, like back in episode 80, when I said, yeah, maybe just 100. And we'll stop. And then I said, hey, you know what? Maybe you and I could do a podcast. Because I think the thing that enticed me about that, of doing a podcast with my wife, is that it would commit time for us to talk. Because we got the two kids now and our jobs, and it's hard to get together.
Can I moderate that?
Yeah, sure. You'd be the producer, no doubt.
Are you saying you need to air out some differences? Is that...
No, not differences. I don't know what the focus of it would be, but it would give us a set time that we can exchange ideas, John. Oh,
what a bailout, man.
One thing about Einstein.
Yeah.
It grabbed me right away. He wrote some letter to somebody about the education in Germany, and he left Germany because of the education system.
Yeah.
And he said, quote, foolish... I can't remember it. Hold on. Foolish faith. There you go.
Foolish
faith in authority is the enemy of the truth.
Wow.
Because in Germany, I guess at the time, all they taught was facts, and you got to memorize this shit. And that was your education. They didn't...
Yeah.
Teach you how to think and how to reason. So that quote really, because that's what we think, John.
Right.
We think just like Einstein. Does that make us
question
brilliant?
Question authority.
Does that make us genius, John?
Genius.
I don't know. It will when I put my paper together and unify the general theory of relativity and quantum mechanics. Einstein.
No wonder you can't do the podcast. You got so much work to do for society.
Spent 50 years trying to do this. And then we talked about this in another podcast about creativity and how, like, the Stones were good until 78 and then they sucked. Is there a window of creative genius?
Mm.
And so Einstein had his between 1905, pre 1905 to 1916 or 17 when he...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Passion, it ebbs and flows. Some of the greatest things that came out from any person usually is in a small period of time.
Well, and the thing about it is, and I've seen articles on this, is they say the greatest genius and creativity occurs before the age of 25.
Oh.
And at my age, it's going to be even more spectacular. It's going to be more accolades when I unify the two theories. It's going to be outstanding. I'm going to have to take a calculus
class.
And
he's going to do it without math.
To prove the mathematical simulations. And the other thing that my theory is going to do is completely destroy string theory. And I've said it before. If you need to add 10 and 12 and 15 dimensions for the shit to work, it's not based in reality. Keep it simple, stupid, okay?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So all you string theorists out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, get a new line of work because I'm about
get
to.
Get it together.
I'm about to change the face of physics, okay?
Should I read some more?
Oh, getting back to the petition. Yeah sure.
Way of the Bob says, Dear Mrs. Scott, I plead, nay, beg, that you reconsider your position vis-a-vis the Total Talk Nonsense situation. Not only would John lose his weekly play date, but what about dear old Phil McCracken, a behemoth in internet broadcasting, who would surely lose his way and slip back into his bad old ways of the pre-TTN era? Nobody wants another down-and-out newsman in a fur coat wandering the streets. So I say this to you, Mrs. Scott. If not for Scott, if not for John, then for Phil's sake. I thank you in advance for your kind consideration in advance, Bob, a.k.a. Way of the Bob, or WOTB, a.k.a. the fat bloke from the band. Oh, and P.S., my mother will also be upset, and I really can't handle that.
Understood. Yeah, this is going to bring a tear to my eye, John.
Yeah, this is very, very heartfelt stuff. Here's what Jason had to say from the Nobodies.
Hold on, before you start that one, they mentioned that we wouldn't have our play date.
Yeah.
What we would probably do is just go see movies on Sunday nights like what we used to do.
Right.
Yeah, so we'd still have our
Remember
date.
Those days, man?
We'd still have our date,
John. We used
John.
To sit in the front row.
Front
every
row.
Fucking movie.
Every movie, every Sunday, John and I would go to the movie. Sometimes
Friday.
Joe would join us.
Yeah. This is what Jason has to say from the Nobodies. Please, please, please. You might not believe it, but this is one of the most intelligent, funny, and generally awesome shows out there. I rank it right up there with The Daily Show. Stop laughing. I'm serious.
Wow.
Yeah.
Makes me think of The Daily Show. You know, I came back from vacation and I downloaded a couple of things from The Daily Show to see what the hell's going on with Cheney and the W.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, how does Jon Stewart do it? I mean, he does it in a comedic way, but for me, it's beyond comedy. It's completely fucking frustrating.
Yeah.
What is going on in the fucking White House with these two imbeciles running the goddamn country?
It is really frustrating. And I have a clip from Lewis Black does a regular thing on the show that's pretty funny. And
on Jon Stewart show.
In the next segment, I'll talk about it because we got to go.
We got to go. What are we at?
We're at 32.
32. We got to go.
Yeah. So
right,
we'll be right back. We'll take it to part two.
Part.
Yeah.
Yo. Do it.
Do
it. 98. Yeah. Well, hold it before we go. Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for the petition. It really does touches me, John.
I could read a couple more.
All right.
When we get back.
Okay.
All right.
With background music.
Yeah, we'll be right.
Okay.
I just thought we'd bring it to a serious tone.
Oh, a serious right. tone.
Yeah.
It makes me think of Smoke and Aces, where they're trying
serious.
To do a comedy and then they bring it to a serious tone. And you don't even give a shit
you
about
what,
these characters because they didn't develop any of them.
But I got to say, the most coolest part of that whole movie is when that chick starts shooting from one building to the other and just starts blowing guys completely across the room with that high-powered rifle.
Yeah, you know, I rented that, and we had the kids in bed, and my wife and I are watching, and she's like, What did you rent us? What is this? I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry about this one.
Yeah, she should know better than to let you select a movie.
And it was the night of our 10th anniversary.
Oh, that's so romantic.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Should have re-rented Sin City. Saw that one again.
All right, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.